News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Bites. It is Saturday, the 17th of August, Anno Domini 2002. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Yeah, all right. And we are hurling headlong.
Just in from Krakow.
hurling headlong into our 14th year of doing Sound Bites. And before we do anything else, we're going to get to the news, and we're going to start with Dave.
Okay, folks. Omega.
Or maybe not. I'm not sure which that'll be now.
Well, I'm still sitting here trying to get my laptop to work here. Anyways, iOmega has just announced that within the next, this month, they're coming out now with a 750 meg zip drive. And folks are kind of questioning that because right now CD burners are very popular. The media is a lot cheaper. I mean, these new zip disks are going to cost $14.95 a piece, whereas you can buy now with the mail-in rebates 100 CDRs for around that same price and get 100 of them. You know, just keep using them, and it holds just as much. So it's going to be they had their place, you know, when you could come out with the 100s and the 250s because it still held more than a floppy, but they weren't as expensive as the CDs burners when they first came out. So it's going to be interesting to see how well these take off. It's questionable.
It probably won't, actually.
Probably won't. It's kind of sad, but it's true. Steve?
We had an interesting silent announcement this week. Apple issued a press release.
There's no such thing as a silent announcement.
Well, that's true.
A non-announcement.
Isn't it an oxymoron?
Yeah. A less than extravagant announcement. In a press release issued on Tuesday, Apple completely revamped their professional Power Mac line. They didn't use the trade show last month, and they didn't have a press conference. It was just a press release. But what we ended up getting is new G4 Power Mac computers. All running dual processors again. A dual processor 867 starting at $1,699, using faster system buses, faster DDR memory, faster ATA buses, six hard drive bays, including two front removable optical bays, so you can now put two CDs into it, showing 90% faster than a Pentium 4 at 2.5 gigahertz, and 200% faster than their base PowerMac 500 megahertz that was top of the line 2 years ago. So really, really slick. At the consumer market, they released an eMac with a SuperDrive for under $1,500. So now you can do DVD authoring and record onto DVD, even your pictures and your home movies, for under $1,500.
Yeah, excellent. Sounds like a great product.
Yep.
On the Microsoft front...
It's your turn now, Nick.
Yeah. On the Microsoft front, I was waiting for somebody to say Nick. We have some interesting security flaws. Earlier in the week, there was an SSL flaw that was discovered. That's secure socket layers. That's the thing that lets you... when you go to, for example, buy something, know that your transaction is secure. There was a big hole in the SSL transactions. Microsoft and Conqueror, believe it or not, on KDE, were vulnerable to it, among a couple of others, Opera as well. Both Opera and Conqueror have sent out updates already. So if you use either Conqueror or Opera, get the latest updates and you're fine. Microsoft doesn't seem to believe that this is going to be a major problem, so they haven't really done much with it yet. They did send out a notice saying that we regret any anxiety that customers may have experienced regarding this issue.
Bless you.
Anxiety.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you're using Internet Explorer, please be aware that at any time, it is possible that your private information, including your bank account numbers and your credit card numbers and everything else, could be intercepted by other people. Will everybody be able to do that? No. Will there be people who can? Yes. So if you intend to continue to use Internet Explorer, please be aware that it is possible that you are opening yourself up to all kinds of things. In addition, there is a new Trojan out there that beats firewalls. This is also, seems to be at least, a problem only, again, with Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer has a feature called Invisible Windows. There are programs that are background tasks, like Java applets and things like that, that Microsoft has decided if you saw the window that they were opening up, you would be confused. So they make those windows invisible. This new Trojan opens one of these invisible windows and then starts sending your data out through it. This defeats firewalls because firewalls are opened up to browser windows. So again, if you are using Internet Explorer and you have this Trojan, it is very possible that all of your information is sent out over the net. There is no fix for that right now. So I would be, again, a little careful about which browser I used. In addition, if you are a Windows user and you are using their Flash, the Flash player for Macromedia, there is a vulnerability in that that lets that lets malicious code run on Windows and Unix-based systems. So anybody using Flash, Flash player is incredibly widespread. Lots and lots and lots of people use it. And what this does, it creates that standard buffer overrun we keep hearing about. It affects all versions of Flash on Windows and Unix-based systems before 6.0.4, according to Macromedia. So there is an update for that. Please download the latest Flash updates for Macromedia's website to fix that. So if you are using Internet Explorer, you are incredibly vulnerable. If you are using Flash, you need to update it immediately in order to not be invulnerable. Well, in order to be invulnerable, in order to not be... We're going to take a break now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob
right.
Linton, and me, Nick Francesco. On Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. You're on the air!
And you're making radio waves. Compare radio now and then in Strong Museum's new radio studio. Produce your own show using classic radio sound effects. Go on a news assignment, tape an interview, act out a radio drama, and much, much more. Make waves, radio waves, at Strong Museum's new radio studio. Sponsored in part by News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get all the details online at our website, wham1180.com.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you. It's what you can do to your computer.
At the heart of every Subaru is the company's commitment to build vehicles that take you where you want to go safely and comfortably, regardless of roads or weather. At the heart of every Subaru from Doyle Subaru is their commitment to put you in a vehicle that fits your needs, is fun to drive, and easy to own. At this area's fastest growing Subaru dealer, right now, Doyle is making deals that'll make you purr. Take the fully redesigned 2003 all-wheel drive Forester X, loaded with power, air conditioning, airbags, 5-speed, ABS, and more. It's now available for only $19,485. How about the convenience of the 2002 Outback Wagon? Works like a truck, but drives like a dream. Loaded to go, it's yours for only $20,400. Remember, Subaru's now offering 1.9% financing for 24 months on many of the most popular selected models. Prices quoted do not include title tax and tax. From Forester to Outback, Legacy, Limited, and Impreza, SUVs, wagons, and sedans. You'll always get more for your money at Doyle Subaru, where service after the sale is second to none. Doyle Subaru, part of the Doyle family of fine vehicles. Ridge Road, Webster.
You know, sending the kids back to school is all about the little things, like making sure they have the right supplies. Your neighborhood Radio Shack can help with incredible rebate savings now on compact computer systems and notebooks. And this week only, get an additional $50 instant rebate from Radio Shack on compact notebooks and desktop computers. So give your child the advantage of a compact computer for back to school. It's one little thing you can't afford not to do. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Mrs. Hannah, she was a good girl today.
I fed my fish.
So her mom gave her an Eskimo pie, the original ice cream bar.
I cleaned my room. I ate my spinach.
Hannah's Glad Eskimo pie still covers their creamy vanilla ice cream with the same world-famous chocolate coating they've used for 80 years.
I'll give you a hug if you give me another Eskimo pie.
I can't tell a lie. I love my Eskimo pie.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. With Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
We're just done.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kenny. Happy birthday to you.
And for you folks that don't know, today or yesterday was Kenny Cooper's birthday. And Nick,
14. He's 14
Nick Francesco's anniversary.
It was my anniversary. 22 years, three of the best years
God
of my life.
God help Elaine.
She's a saint. The woman is a saint. And what else was yesterday? Yesterday was the last day for 716 area code in the Rochester area.
Yep. At midnight this morning, 716 stopped working for Rochester for about 9 months. Customers will get a recorded message saying they need to dial a new area code. And then they'll start reassigning those numbers to people in the Buffalo area.
Most importantly, however, those of you who dial in...
Like AOL mostly.
Like AOL in particular, make sure you're now going to a 585 area code number, because if you're going to a 716 area code, you're going to get a little surprise in your bill.
Well,
in
that's
fact,
why
a lot of people already have, and AOL and Frontier are still arguing back and forth about whose fault it is.
What I've told folks to do is go into the setup part of AOL, delete all those numbers, and tell it to refine it, and it'll ask you what area code you can put in the 585, and now in AOL, it will list about 9 or 10 of them. You can select them all and re-update.
But if you make sure you only get the 585.
Right, because if you keep scrolling down, it starts showing you Buffalo.
No,
right.
Not anymore. No, no.
No, they fixed that.
It did yesterday.
Yep. Yesterday it did. The theory is it shouldn't, so make sure you get a 585 number in Rochester. Otherwise, yeah, we're going to be getting all these calls. Oh, we got this 700 AOL.
And quickly speaking of AOL, they released a new version of the OS X version. Version 10.2, they called it. So there's been a big cry in the Mac forums that the AOL version for the Mac was at 5, and the PC number was at 7. 7, and everyone was all upset, even though they have virtual feature parity, the numbers are different. So now the Mac version is 10.2, and we can see the Windows people start crying that theirs is only 7.
Where's it? Yeah. On the other hand,
who cares, right? Most of us say who cares.
I don't even want to go there. We're going to go to the phones now. That's where we're going to go, and we're going to talk to Carol from Webster. Welcome, Carol. What's your question?
Well, I only had 3 small ones when I called, but you added some more about the...
Get the big ones first.
Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
I've had to go through some changes on the computer, and I'm having some strange things happen. One is happening with Outlook Express, where when I switch identities, when I call it up and switch an identity, I can go into the sub-identity, but then... Sometimes when I want to switch back to the main identity, I just lose the program and I have to actually shut down the machine. Is that just a heat situation or is something really wrong here?
It sounds like a flaw in I don't use multiple. I don't even use Internet or Outlook Express anymore, but I've never used multiple identities in it. I know that you can switch back and forth, but if you're having a problem switching back, that sounds like a bug in the. What version of Explorer are you of
it's
Outlook
the most
Express?
Recent, I believe, because it's a new machine.
What you're using Windows 98 or XP or?
Oh, it's XP. I'm sorry. Okay.
I had a similar problem like that with my wife's computer. Every time Symantec popped up and said this message has a virus in it, it would delete the virus and end up deleting her entire mail file.
Windows XP, have you done all the recent updates?
Yes, I've tried to.
Either you have or...
Well, I've gone in and tried to find the security updates and...
No. If you start up Windows Internet Explorer and you go up to the top, the tools, I think it's under Tools or Help, and it says Windows Update. It goes to the update page and it will say, all right, I'm now taking a few moments to scan your machine and recommend these various driver updates or patches.
It finds the updates for you.
Yeah, it'll automatically...
Some of them have been popping up already and said they needed to be put on.
Well, then,
would that include Outlook Express?
Yeah, that could very...
Oh, yeah,
yes, there's a number of them that now with XP that it's so integrated, they just blend in a lot of the patches and you'll want to go through there. Have it search your whole machine, and it'll come back on the left-hand side with the Windows updates and drivers, suggested all the drivers for your particular machine and operating system. I would go through all of those. Last I looked, and just doing a clean install of Windows XP, there's like 38 updates. So you might want to go through all of those because there are some patches in there for like switching identities and everything else.
Oh, that would be great.
I also found on Microsoft's website a note that says, if you attempt to use multiple identities in Outlook Express, the Outlook Express window may completely disappear.
It has.
If this behavior occurs, this is from Microsoft, you ready? If this behavior occurs, you cannot use Outlook Express.
Or multiple users, or just... Just a
that's a first for Microsoft, telling the people not to use their product.
The intention with Windows XP is that every user of the machine will log into XP as a different username itself, and then that username has their own Outlook Express. It's not really intended anymore to have different identities in Outlook under the same username.
Yeah, it's not friendly, and we don't have the multiple users on it, so that's good.
Right.
What's your second question?
My other two questions are about Microsoft Word.
Yes.
One is, I haven't been able to figure out why something from the clipboard will not go into, I can't paste it in Microsoft Word, unless Microsoft Word is open before I copy it onto the clipboard. Should that be normal?
What program are you copying from?
Often it's from an email.
Which is raw text, so it shouldn't matter.
Which
not necessarily, she's in Outlook Express.
Might be related to the Outlook problem you're having.
Oh, you think it might be related to
I think they're related.
Okay.
But they're not brothers.
You might want to turn off the identities in Outlook and only use that one identity, and for the second identity, make another username in Windows.
Or use a different program, just to try this out. I mean, since what would seem to cause this excuse me, I beg your pardon. What would seem to cause this is when you paste from a Windows program to a Windows program, it doesn't use the clipboard. It uses something called OLE, Object Linking and Embedding. And if, in fact, there is a problem with Outlook, then you may get a message that says Word cannot obtain data for the unknown link or something along that line. But it's not because you're cutting and pasting. It's because of this. If, I'll bet, if you were to open some text editor like Notepad, just plain text.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Notepad uses OLE because it is plain text. You could probably paste your message into that and then copy it from there and paste it into Word. And that would give you at least an idea that that's where the problem really is.
Okay.
But that's again, that's got to be related to the problems you're having with Outlook Express.
Okay. And I could try that out by trying to copy something else and see if that happens, right?
Right. Copy from some other program,
right,
or copy from Outlook Express to the Notepad.
Notepad, yeah.
And then from the Notepad to Word and see if that works.
Okay. That sounds great. My other question about Microsoft Word was, who is in control of how the printer prints the sheet? Is it Microsoft Word telling the printer that you have to print these sheets backwards, and then the next time when I put them in, they may come out backwards or forwards, or is it the printer that's making that decision?
There are really three places you can do that depending on what printer and what drivers you have. It could be in the printer driver. It could be in the printer itself, or it could be in the Word setup.
And they all get confused, and then it doesn't work the way you want it to.
Right, so you have to check all three. You really only ever want to change it in one place.
Okay, where am I going to look to change what?
It depends on how you want to do it. The easiest way is in the print. When you go to print something, instead of hitting the print button or Control P, mm-hmm, go to File, Print, and that'll bring up the menu. One of the choices there is Properties. Next to the file name, there's a Properties button. Or next to the printer name is a Properties button.
Mm-hmm.
Change it there.
Okay, what am I exactly changing so that I can just get it to print it in order the way I put it in?
Well, it depends on how your system is set up, but it may be that there's a checkbox somewhere for print in reverse order. That's probably what you're looking for.
And a lot of printers don't have that feature. Page 1 comes out, then page 2 comes out, then page 3 comes out, and you can't change the order.
Right.
It depends on the printer and what drivers they provide.
But if they're coming out backwards, that's probably been checked and you want to uncheck it.
Right, and the problem is it comes out backwards the first time, but the second time I put it in, if I depend on it coming out backwards, it doesn't. So when I'm doing a multi-document, I have to feed the second side in one at a time.
What's probably happened is something is set up in your printer.
Okay.
So you need to look through the printer manual and figure out how to turn off reverse collating.
Okay.
And check that properties thing.
Great.
Okie doke.
And
no, we got to go, Carol. We got to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, our producer, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Jesus.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Hey, Bob, it's noon. Let's go. Lunch, you know.
Can't. I need a new car, and I've got to get to John Holt's.
Are you nuts? You know how Niedermeyer is. 1 hour.
Relax. The pizza will be here in a half hour. I'm going online at johnholtz.com. And... Check it out.
Ah, 500 new cars to choose from. Acura, Audi, BMW, Honda, Land Rovers, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche.
Uh-huh. And finding the car for you at johnholtz.com can never be easier. All I have to do is fill out these few lines. Boom. By this time tomorrow, I'll have an aggressive quote on the car I'm looking for.
But what if you don't want to buy new?
No problem. I click here, and johnholtz.com finds me the exact used car I'm looking for.
Wow. Year, make, model, color? Hey, do you think johnholtz.com could hook me up with that timeshare in the Cayman Islands?
John Holtz brings you the world, pal, not fantasies.
You always knew John Holtz could bring you the world, and he just found a way to do it so you don't even have to leave your house. It's all at johnholtz.com. All you have to do is shop, click, buy, and drive. All at johnholtz.com.
Dick Clark here for Nuvim. That's N-U-V-I-M, the revolutionary new dietary supplement. You know, I drink my Nuvim every day to help build my immune system, support muscle flexibility, and promote sturdy joints. Now, I asked you to tell me how you like your Nuvim, and here's what I heard.
Hi, this is Chris from Warwick. I love to mix strawberry, vanilla, and fruit symphony. It tastes great.
I drink it at night, before I go to bed, cuts out the snacks, and it's helped me to sleep better.
This is Nicole from Paramus, and I really like to pour Nuvim over ice and put it in the blender with some fruit. It's really delicious.
Call 1-866-90-NUVIM and tell us how you like your Nuvim. Now, if we use your comments, you could win a 45-day supply of Nuvim. In the meantime, look for Nuvim in the refrigerated juice section of supermarkets and convenience stores. Be healthy and energetic. Drink Nuvim. You'll love how you feel.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's true. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we're going to go back to the phones right after I mention that I would like to thank the folks at Bill Gray's.
Yes. World's greatest cheeseburger.
For the world's greatest computer show.
Yes.
And we would like to thank them for...
What a match.
...giving us the fuel we need to go on and talk to Scotty in Canandaigua. Welcome, Scotty. What's your question?
Thank you. Excuse me. My question concerns the SanDisk facility. I got a new computer about a year ago. It's compact, 7000 series, 1200 megahertz. 128 megabyte DRAM memory, and I've been unable to run the SanDisk because it was too slow, took forever. Now, two weeks ago, you suggested running it in the safe mode.
Yeah.
I did that, and it still took 16 hours.
Ow!
How big is your hard drive?
I'm sorry?
How big is your hard drive again?
Where are we? 80 gigabytes.
That could indicate... But 80 gig will take a while anyway, because it has to scan through 80 billion bytes one at a time.
Yeah,
but if it's taking... 16 hours seems to be too long a time. It might be finding problems, because when SanDisk finds a problem, it tries to map that sector out so it can't be used again.
Right. What did it finish?
Yes, it finished, and it said, found no errors on this drive.
Okay. Now, here's my question. Have you done it a second time?
Oh, geez, no.
Okay. He doesn't have 16 hours to burn.
Exactly, right.
All right. Well, I was wondering, that is an inordinately long time. And how fast did you say your machine was?
How fast?
Yeah.
1200 megabytes.
But it could be a slow hard drive.
Yeah.
5400 RPM on a 33 bus. Yep.
That's true. It's true. It depends on, see, the problem is there are way more factors. You also only have 128 mega RAM, which sounds like a lot, except when you're trying to keep track of 80 gigabytes.
Yes, the clusters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Two and a half million.
Right. Yep. Right. And so what happens is it can only read a certain number of clusters at a time. Then it has to actually write those out to the hard drive, which means it has to stop checking it to write those out, read more. I mean,
for an 80 gig, that doesn't... Yeah, I know it sounds like it is a long time, but in reality, compared to the machine and the tasks that it's doing, it's not.
Have you tried it in DOS mode to see how long that one takes?
No, there's an idea. Thank you.
Try that and let us know it. But I don't think it's I don't think it's an inordinately long time.
Okay, well, I'll make way for somebody else. Thank you for your help.
Thank you, Scotty. Our next caller, Mary from Huron, New York. Welcome, Mary.
Good afternoon.
You may well be our first caller ever from Huron.
Well, that's very interesting.
And you're here on Soundbite. So go ahead.
I am a very novice user, and I need some very basic information, and I hope that you can help.
That's why we're here.
Okay, now this is really basic. For my Internet Explorer, how do I know which service I have?
For what do you mean by service?
You've mentioned a few different names. One was Outlook, I think. How do I know which one I have?
Internet Explorer is the web browser
you
use to see the web from the Internet service you purchase.
Oh, okay.
So theoretically, you're getting a bill every month from some company that's giving you Internet access.
Right.
Outlook Express is the email program you use to get your email on the Internet service you subscribe to.
Okay.
So it's all different programs that use different pieces of the Internet.
Okay. I understand that. The next one was, you mentioned earlier about some security issues. I have noted lately when I've gone in to check my balances on my bank account that a little pop-up will show, and it'll say something about you are about to leave in a secure site, and the information here is could be seen by others, that effect. How do I protect myself in the future? Well, is there a way to protect myself?
Yes. First, until Microsoft gets around to fixing their SSL flaw, you need to not use Internet Explorer.
Okay.
So you can download Opera at www.opera.com.
Okay.
Or Mozilla at www.mozilla.org.
Can you spell Mozilla for me, please?
M-O-Z-I-L-L-A.
And that was .org?
.org.
Okay.
Opera is a commercial product. If you want to get rid of the ads, it'll cost you $39.95 or what, $40, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Mozilla is absolutely free. It is essentially Netscape. In fact, Netscape's next version will be based on Mozilla.
Okay.
Mozilla does come with a mail program. I don't think Opera does, although I don't honestly remember.
Mm-hmm.
But Mozilla comes with a mail program and an address book, and it even comes with a chat program and a couple other things. But so it's a full-featured browser.
One of the issues is that most of the time when you're surfing the Internet, you're not doing it securely, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
The information you're sending out is the address that you type. The information coming back is the screen you look at.
Yes.
When you go to your banking site, it enters a secure system, and you should get a little padlock icon on the bottom left corner of the screen.
Meaning that it's secured.
Meaning that it's secured. When you leave your bank, you're now leaving a secure site and going back into the general Internet. And that's what that error message you're seeing is.
Even though they tell me it is not secured, that their security...
Well, what they're saying is the next screen will not be secure.
Okay.
So whatever you've already typed in is fine. What probably is happening is you're now going to a screen that says, thanks for having played. Go on to do whatever else you were going to do. You're finished. That screen is not secure.
Okay.
So when you see the message, it's the screen you're going to.
Okay, I understand that. And one more quick one. My husband can no longer access his retirement account. And we've always been able to get information off from the Internet, right there in the computer room.
Right.
Can't do that anymore. He got a message saying that he needed to download, and he didn't remember what it was. And I said, is this going to cost us money?
Right.
I don't know, but probably so was the answer. Shall we go ahead?
That's a safe answer.
But to answer this one, Mary, you're really going to have to talk to the folks at the bank or wherever his retirement account is.
Okay.
Because this is a specialized program that they've developed. It's not a general product that we would know about.
It may have been that there's different ways of securing your browser. The older version is called 40-bit. And the newer way is called 128-bit.
Okay.
He may be using a 40-bit browser, and now his bank is requiring a 128-bit browser.
Gotcha.
It may have told him you need to download the 128-bit browser, which is free from typically your browser company like Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, virtually all the browsers you download these days are 128-bit and do provide the higher security that offers.
Okay. And should we expect a bill for something like this? You mentioned free, but We're always waiting for the
Well, if you download it from Microsoft from the internet, you shouldn't get a bill.
Excellent.
Until if it asks for a credit card, that's your clue that you're going to get charged, and you probably don't want to put your credit card.
Yeah. But you also, I think you might want to talk to your bank and see what their story is before you go too far.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for the information.
Thank you. Keep listening. Tell everybody else in Huron to listen as well. We're going to take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest-running and best computer call-in show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
What's going on in Washington with prescription drugs and Medicare?
I'll tell you what's going on. It's too much politics, not enough results.
It's tough sorting out the politics when it comes to prescription drug coverage. Seniors know Congressman Tom Reynolds is protecting them. He voted for Medicare prescription drug coverage for all seniors. The Reynolds plan reduces out-of-pocket drug costs by up to 70%, provides complete protection against catastrophic drug costs, and lets seniors and their doctors, not bureaucrats, decide what medicines they need. Democrats? They're playing politics with Medicare, scaring seniors. Their scheme rations life-saving drugs and provides no benefits until 2005. Congressman Reynolds' plan is simple, affordable, and provides benefits immediately, with options to choose the best plan for you. Call Congressman Reynolds at 716-634-2324. Thank him for voting to add prescription drug coverage to Medicare. Paid for by the 60 Plus Association.
Ever wonder what it would be like to work out at the absolute best health club in town? Well, this is your chance. Try the Rochester Athletic Club for 3 months, just $99. Give us a try and get a personal training prescription that guarantees results. Give us a try and get the absolute best equipment, instructors, and exercise classes for 3 months, just $99. Give it your best. Give us a try and get the best. 3 months, just $99. The Rochester Athletic Club, Brighton, Henrietta, and downtown.
Ever wonder what it would be like to work out in a health club specializing in wellness for women? A club that's totally dedicated to women like you? Then this is the club for you. The Rochester Athletic Clubs for Women. Open in Pittsford and Greece and now open in Perrington. Try the best aerobics, cycling, cardiovascular, and circuit training programs designed exclusively for women. The Rochester Athletic Clubs for Women. Clubs built for women, run by women, and enjoyed by women. Call or visit today.
This is it, the one time of the year when the guaranteed low price goes even lower. It's Dorshel's annual clearance event, and it's going on right now. I know, you've heard this all before, right? But maybe not, because during this clearance event, Dorshel is offering a risk-free rebate guarantee. And here's how it works. If the vehicle you purchase has a $3,000 rebate, and the manufacturer increases that rebate to $4,500 between now and the end of the year, Dorshel will write you a check and make up the difference. That's it. Dorshel is guaranteeing you that you'll receive the maximum manufacturer's rebate on your vehicle until the end of 2002. Dorshel's risk-free rebate guarantee is good on all remaining 2002s in inventory at all Dorshel locations. Prior sales are excluded, and you must take delivery before August 31st, 2002. See our ads in the DNC for details. It's definitely the best deal of the year, and it's definitely only at Dorshel. Risk-free rebate guarantee is for manufacturer-to-consumer rebates only and excludes APR and manufacturer-to-dealer programs.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make any...
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we're taking your calls on Soundbites, the universe's longest-running computer call-in show, hurtling headlong into our 14th year on the air. Our next caller is Dave from Greece. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I have my computer was running XP, and it wasn't running very well. So I took that off. I reformatted the hard drive, and I put Windows 2000 on it. and things seem to be going good now, except for sometimes I'll start an application and it'll freeze up. I do the Control-Alt-Delete thing, and I do the task manager, and it says it's not responding, whatever. And then if I check performance, it says the CPU usage is 100%.
Yeah, that often happens with programs that are frozen.
What program is not responding?
Yeah, nothing in particular, but like sometimes I'll start a game or something, and it'll lock up. I don't know.
Games had trouble with 2000, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the problem is that when a system locks up, depending on where it locks up, Windows will try really, really, really hard to keep it running.
Uh-huh.
And if in fact it's locked up at the usual place, it will peg the CPU.
Right.
Until you kill it, it'll use every available extra.
And keeps trying and trying and trying.
Right, but it's using all the extra cycles, so it's not really preventing other things from running, but any cycle something else isn't using, it will use to try to free up that program.
Right. Is there anything I can do with it to keep it from doing that?
Not really much. You might try...
Looking for updates.
Looking for updates or whatever.
How much memory does the machine have?
256.
Yeah. 512 would be a little better.
Yeah.
For
would
2000.
Help some, but...
My memory's not pegged, though.
No, it doesn't. And no, yeah. but even so, and it might have to do with your video card.
Yeah, you're trying to find out what's making it crash in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they never run these particular games?
Well, some games I'll start and they just will not run. But sometimes, just out of the blue, it'll lock up.
Yeah, it may be a DirectX problem. You may want to update DirectX.
Yeah, I've got 8.1 on there now.
Yeah,
I think.
See.
Yeah.
The reality is that 2000 was not really designed for games.
Right.
You want to check to see if the game you're trying to run is 2000 compatible.
Right.
It may simply not run well.
That's what I'm saying. There might be a compatibility issue.
Sorry.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I can always go back to ME, I suppose.
No, XP.
XP, I had nothing but problems with it.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of that is the older drivers for older video cards, older right. printers and whatnot.
Like the computer would just all reboot for no reason, would restart. Well, that's
yeah. That could still be the video card due to the fact that video is so essential to.
But what caused? Been noted to cause a lot of problems if you're running, especially XP, and it reboots or won't shut down correctly, is a Roxio issue. So if you've got a burner in there, they're telling a lot of folks to double check and update any of the Roxio programs.
Yeah, it has two burners in there.
See, there you go.
Yeah. So, see, that might have been your problem with XP. You were thinking that it wasn't working right, and it was really the Roxio software. That tends to cause a lot of issues right now, and you've got to do the updates, but in a certain sequence, and you've got to follow their instructions very carefully in the order that you install them, and it corrects it, though.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I put on XP. I keep hearing good things about it. I put it on there. So, this is garbage.
Yeah, well, update Roxio and see what
you may have
does.
Something else wrong in your system that's causing both of the issues. Was the instability in XP and the crashing in 2000?
It could be a memory problem because most programs don't use the upper parts of your memory until you load something like XP, which uses more memory, mm-hmm. and games, which use more memory.
Yes.
Right.
You might want to check our website and download a program called MemTest at memtest86.org, I think. And let it run for, follow the instructions on how to build a boot disk and let it run overnight.
What's
and see
your,
if it finds some bad memory.
What's your website?
Ours is soundbytes, that's bytes with a Y, .org. And if you scroll down on the lower right, you'll see a choice of, I heard a link for, I heard a website on your show.
Okay.
And that will lead you to a list, and on the right is a list in alphabetical order. Look for MemTest 86.
MemTest. Yeah, all right. Thank you much.
Thank you very much. Our next caller is Bill from Rochester. Welcome, Bill. What's your question? Bill, are you there? Hello, Bill.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Our next caller is Jack from Waterloo, New York. Welcome, Jack. What's your question?
Yes, sir. Something that's just started happening recently is I'll go into a certain site that I've gone into many, many times, and I'll get a message that says, an error has occurred in the script on this page.
Mm-hmm.
Error, invalid character, and then it says, goes down through and gives me some other information. It says, do you want to continue running scripts on this page? I can click either yes or no, and it goes right on and...
Yep.
Whatever I was doing.
You've got one of two things going on.
Okay?
One could be that if this happens on only a couple of sites or on all your sites?
Just a couple.
It could be their problem.
Oh.
They might have changed something in how they build the page.
Right. Or are you using Internet Explorer?
Yes.
Have you done any updates to your system lately?
Oh, probably 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, Microsoft is changing the Java on your system. They don't even call it Java anymore. It's the Microsoft VM, virtual machine, or I don't even know what they mean by that number. The problem is that Microsoft and Sun are unhappy with each other. This problem has all the social dynamics of a kindergarten recess. And so the folks at Microsoft say,
Tell us how you really feel.
We don't want to use your Java anymore, so we're going to change it. So certain things that used to work don't work anymore.
I got it.
So there may indeed be nothing you can do with it if you're going to continue to use Internet Explorer. I had that problem on a couple of sites, and then now that I've switched to Mozilla and I downloaded the latest Java from Sun, I don't have that problem anymore. But, you know, beyond that, I really don't know what to tell you. If it only happens on a couple of sites, it could be either of those two causes, and there's really little or nothing you can do about either one.
Try a different browser on that.
Try a different browser. Try Mozilla. Download it. It's free at Mozilla.org.
Okay. I heard you spell Mozilla earlier, but I didn't write it down.
Mozilla. Is it on our site, Steve?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on our site, in the same place.
I'll go to that and give it a try, but I think, rather than fool around. Because Internet Explorer seems to be just having so many problems.
You got it.
Well, yes, it is. A lot of people use it. We've got an opinion site up on our website. We'll talk about that in a minute. And it looks like there are very few opinions up there. I'm just waiting for somebody to say I use it, just, you know, because it was there. I was too lazy to look for something else.
Yeah.
But there are others out there. Opera, which, as I said, is a pay product if you want to get rid of the ads. It's free if you don't mind the ads. It's fast. It's clean. It's easy to use. A great browser.
Netscape's free.
Netscape is free. Mozilla is also free. It includes mail and a whole bunch of things. Mozilla is essentially the next version of Netscape.
And that's a good segue into our poll.
It is a good segue into our poll. Okie doke, Jack?
Okay.
Thanks. Before we get to the next call, we're gonna talk a little bit about our poll and the things we do on our website at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Frances would like me to remind you. Frances is probably getting real tired of me mentioning her name all the time. But it is soundbites.org, and there's lots of cool stuff there. There is a weekly poll. Every week we have a poll. And this week's poll is about web browsers. Which one do you use? Currently 66 votes are in the poll, and Internet Explorer is winning by a fairly wide margin. So we'd love to have you vote in the polls. While you're there, you can join the forums, which are at the same place. If you scroll down a little, you'll see that. And there's lots of cool stuff to do on the site at the forums. You can ask questions and do all kinds of things. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, our producer who's trying to keep me on track, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Enjoy the thrill of sports shooting and a round of golf, all rolled into one great event. The third annual Birds and Birdies Tournament to benefit the Heart of Gold Children's Foundation. On Thursday, August 29th, you and your team will shoot, skeet, and trap at the Rochester Brooks Gun Club, and then head over and shoot nine holes of golf at Wildwood Country Club. You can also choose just the shoot, just the golf, or both if you like. Spaces are limited, so call for information, 533-9913. Birds and Birdies, Thursday, August 29th, is brought to you by Staff Leasing, Carl Burst at Liberty Mutual, and News Radio 1180 WHA.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
At the heart of every Subaru is the company's commitment to build vehicles that take you where you want to go safely and comfortably, regardless of roads or weather. At the heart of every Subaru from Doyle Subaru is their commitment to put you in a vehicle that fits your needs, is fun to drive, and easy to own. At this area's fastest growing Subaru dealer, right now, Doyle is making deals that'll make you purr. Take the fully redesigned 2003 all-wheel drive Forester X, loaded with power, air conditioning, airbags, 5-speed ABS, and more. It's now available for only $19,485. How about the convenience of the 2002 Outback Wagon? Works like a truck, but drives like a dream. Loaded to go, it's yours for only $20,400. Remember, Subaru's now offering 1.9% financing for 24 months on many of the most popular selected models. Prices quoted do not include title, tax, and tax. From Forester to Outback, Legacy, Limited, and Impreza, SUVs, wagons, and sedans. You'll always get more for your money at Doyle Subaru, where service after the sale is second to none. Doyle Subaru, part of the Doyle family of fine vehicles. Ridge Road, Webster.
Ever notice how most restaurants on the water seem to bank on the fact that they're on the water? Fortunately for us, the Newport House on Irondequoit Bay isn't most restaurants. The Newport House. The customers who know us best tell us they come here for lunch, dinner, and private parties just because the food is so mouthwatering and the service is so exceptional. So, the fact that the Newport House happens to be located in an idyllic setting overlooking Irondequoit Bay is pure bonus. This Sunday, toast the weekend at the Newport House Champagne Brunch. Omelets made to order, carved roast beef and smoked ham, Belgian waffles, assorted entrees, salads, pastries, desserts, and more for only $14.95. We're open for lunches, dinners, and private parties year-round. The Newport House, where the food and the service are so good, you'd want to come here even if it wasn't on Irondequoit Bay. Call 467-8480 for the Newport House.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we do know that contact is not a verb. Stop writing to us. We are Soundbites, and we are going to go back to the phones and talk to Brian in Fairport. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I can respond to two of your questions, and then maybe I can ask three of mine. Opera does have mail, but when I used it, I had problems with it. And I called back actually about a month ago about my laser mouse jumping around.
Yeah.
And you suggested the mouse pad. It was the mouse pad, but it wasn't because of a picture. It was because it was a harder mouse pad and it actually had dents in it.
Oh, see? Get one of those softer ones.
Right. I got to go with the foamy one now.
And stop dancing on the mouse pad, really. That's all we can tell you.
There you go. My question is temp files. I have three that won't go away. One I've seen before, but I've been able to get rid of it. Now I can. It's Webpool file.
Yeah, that one won't allow you to delete it.
Yeah, that's part of the system.
Okay, some temp files are in use, so you can't delete them while you're running Windows.
Gotcha. Now, I don't know if you'll recognize these, but I've got ZLTA 316 and ZLTD 276. Is that maybe zone alarm?
It's very likely. ZLTA?
Yeah, and ZLTD.
Yeah.
Could be, yes.
Okay, and I have a Xerox M760 printer, Is it possible? I have a brand new black ink cartridge, but it comes with three separate color inks, and those are out. Is it possible it won't print black without the color?
Yes. Some printers are like that. I don't know specifically.
Because they use some of the colors out of the color to print black.
If they have a black cartridge and a color cartridge, then it can print a pure black. But some printers won't print without having either full tanks with ink in them, or if you try to take the tanks out, it won't print with an empty slot.
Right. What you may find is that you can buy a second larger black tank.
Okay.
To replace the three colors.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, if you do a lot of black only.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, my last question is...
got three questions this week. Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as cooling, is there anything? What else can I do besides sticking another fan in it?
Well, you could check with one of our illustrious supporters,
FrozenCPU.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you leave the cover off, that helps.
Yeah, but then you're talking dust.
Right. So it helps keep it cool, but makes it dirtier. So it's a trade off.
More fans, air conditioning. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, the computer room was always the coolest room on campus.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay, thanks.
In every sense of the word.
Yep.
Yeah, really.
All right, there are 20 people online at Soundbites right now. 20 people.
Cool.
Our next caller is Tom from Naples, New York. How are things in Naples, Tom?
Well, inside where the air is on, it's pretty cool. Otherwise, it's a muggy little devil out there.
Are we going to have a good grape festival this year?
Oh, I'm sure. The grapes will love this weather.
Yeah, exactly. What's up?
We could go on our news. I tried to get onto your web chat.
Yeah.
And it had the different upgrades for the different files for Java.
Right.
I clicked on the one for Windows, and 2 hours later, it downloaded maybe half of it.
Yeah, it's a very, very... Are you on dial-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge file.
Well, I couldn't take it any longer, so I hung up. Well, then I figured I'd go back the next day and finish it or try to get it again, and there's so many listed, I didn't know which one it was.
Yeah. The here's an interesting thought. I wonder if we can legitimately make copies of it and people can pick them up at the...
What's that?
Well, if we put the direct link on our website.
Well, exactly. We can do that. Well, it's not our website. It's our news's website.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see if I can...
The link was gone the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. They only have the link up for the hour of the chat. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, it's from 7 to 8 p.m. every Friday, and you're certainly welcome to join us. We do an online chat where we answer people's computer questions. If you go to ournews.com, scroll to the bottom of the screen between 7 and 8 p.m., you'll see a link to the chat. If you go before 7 or after 8, you won't see a link. And that's what we're talking about once the link's not there. You know what you want to do is write a message to the webmaster at Our News and ask him to make the link for the JavaScript available all the time.
Okay.
And because he can do that part, whether or not you get into the chat, he can still do the other part.
Okay. You know, for those guys out there with the CDRWs, I bought one of the less expensive ones.
Yep.
And it had NCD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what a bear that was to get working.
I'm sure.
I finally had to go to, I went to, it also had Nero. I went to Nero and got the upgrades. I went to Sendine and they emailed me back a file to install and a second file to check the first one to make sure it was installed right. And then a third, then I went to
don't
I got
love
the
it.
Upgrades for NCD. And finally, because NCD, the minute I loaded it and tried to run it, it would just crash my computer.
Right.
And it wasn't Nero, it wasn't anything else. And I finally got the upgrades to them all, and it works now.
Well, good, but you're right.
But the pain
sometimes
that you had
have
to go
seriously
through.
Persist.
I would have paid the extra money by the time I was done for the better CDRW.
Yeah, no question. No question. So. You know, you end up being penny wise and pound foolish.
We've got them coming in now 48 by 12 by 48.
Unbelievable. Listen, thanks, Tom.
Great show, guys.
We'll be down there for the grape festival.
When is that festival?
End of something. He's gone. Mm-hmm. End of something. Probably sometime next month. We'll certainly be hearing about it here on WHAM 1180. Our next caller, Ed from Irondequoit. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We have a few computers that we use for gaming purposes.
Sure.
And 2 days ago, my girlfriend's computer, when she would load up the game, it would show flashing squares and lines, and after about 2 minutes on, the game would crash to desktop without any warning or notice or anything. And I went through tech support and all sorts of stuff, and we tried the other games, and it happens on all of our games. The only thing that's changed on the computer is she hooked up an optical mouse that she had gotten that day. But, you know, we've tried a lot and can't figure out what's making our games crash.
What did you say changed?
We plugged in an optical mouse, a new mouse that we got. Mm-hmm. Like a laser mouse with a wheel on it.
But have you tried going back to the old mouse and see if...
Yeah.
Did you load a driver for the optical mouse?
Well, we didn't when we first got it. And I did load it after we had the problems, and it didn't help the problem. And we took it out and plugged in the old mouse, and it's still the same.
And you unloaded the new driver?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the old new one still might be there, remnants of it.
Yeah. Typically with games, it's the video driver that messes up. But a mouse driver shouldn't have affected the video driver. Shouldn't have.
Right. We have no sound either on that computer now.
It certainly sounds like something has either interfered with, damaged, or screwed up your video and sound drivers. Let me suggest that you reload those drivers.
From the mouse CD that came with it?
Well, no. If we're talking about video and sound, you want to go to the website of the manufacturer.
All right.
And download the latest of their stuff, and then go into the driver and do an update. You know how to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's probably the thing you need to do there.
All right.
Okie doke?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks. I do want to apologize to the folks at Playoff 2K2. I completely fugued out on talking about their event last week, which was, from all accounts, phenomenal. We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on the Long Universe's longest-running and best computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Shepherd Ford has been keeping their promises for over 50 years. We offer more than just a lot packed with new and used cars and trucks. Shepherd Ford can offer outstanding rebates and those unbeatable prices you are looking for. But most importantly, Shepherd Ford is known for our personalized attention. We take care of our customers. So when you're ready for great service and great prices, you're ready for Shepherd Ford. Shepherd Ford, 50 years of selling Fords, 50 years of doing it right. Routes 5 and 20 in Canandaigua.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you. It's what you can do to your computer.
You could sail out to a scenic spot and drop anchor. Then crack open a few crustaceans.
You grab on like this.
Oh! As you watch the setting sun get swallowed up by the giant sea. Or you could just come into Red Lobster, where right now you can get a whole pound of hot, steamy snow crab legs for just $10.99. Now, we know a visit to Red Lobster isn't exactly the same as a beach vacation. We're a lot less expensive.
Come in for a pound of crab for just $10.99 now at Red Lobster.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
I cannot believe we've gotten him to talk this many weeks in a row with his little Maynard Krebs little thing going on his chin now. Very nice. We're going to be taking...
He didn't even know who Maynard Krebs was.
I'd venture to guess. You're right. I'd venture to guess that a decent percentage of our listeners have no idea who Maynard G. Krebs is. But you can look him up on the web. It's K-R-E-B-S. Your homework for the week, find out who Maynard G. Krebs was. Our next caller is Charlie from Rochester.
And we should put down what program he was in at the beginning.
Charlie,
Nick.
What's your question?
My question was, when Acrobat Reader comes up and tries to read something, the message comes up that says, cannot read page. It says, error. Suppress further errors, yes or no. And it keeps coming up that way.
Is this with every website you go to?
No, I wasn't on a website today. I was just trying to read the...
An Acrobat file?
Yeah.
Somehow, Acrobat files have been misassociated into Internet Explorer. So Internet Explorer, it reads web pages, it can't read Acrobat files. What you need to do is click once on your Acrobat file,
right,
and then shift, right-click, and choose Open With, and that will bring up a list of programs you can open that file with. Pick Acrobat. And at the bottom of the box, there's a checkbox that says, always use this program. And that should reassociate the .pdf into Acrobat.
Oh, can you just repeat it quickly?
Yeah, left-click on the file once.
Left-click.
Hold the shift key down and right-click.
So you get the drop-down menu.
You get a menu. Choose Open With.
If you don't see Open With, you didn't hold down the shift key.
Oh, okay.
And then pick Acrobat from the list of programs.
Yeah.
And then check the box that says always use this program.
Okay, always use it.
Right. And you want to be clicking on an Acrobat file, not the Acrobat program.
Oh, an Acrobat file. What do you mean an Acrobat file?
The file that you were trying to read.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Not the program itself.
Oh, all right then.
Okey-doke?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Nick.
Thanks. Our next caller is Herbert from Irondequoit. Welcome, Herbert. What's your question?
Hey, great show.
Thank you.
I have a log, a long log on my computer with maybe 180 names on it with telephone numbers, addresses, that sort of thing. And all of those telephone numbers have to be changed to 585.
Yeah.
Is there an easy way to do that?
What program are these? Is this log file in?
They're in MicroWorks database.
Yeah, you can...
Should be a search and replace.
Yeah, search and replace.
Search and replace.
Mm-hmm. Is the area code in its own field, or is it part of the phone number field?
No, it's part of the phone number in a phone number field.
You should, however, be assuming that they're all uniform, like they all have parentheses around them or whatever.
Or 716 hyphen.
Right.
That's the way they are. They're all uniform.
Then you should be able to do a search and replace... And simply say, search for 716 and replace with 585.
Well, 716 hyphen.
Yeah, 716 hyphen and replace with 585 hyphen.
It'll go through each one.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
I've had a computer for years. Never
usually
heard of
it's under the edit menu. Now, it depends on the program you're using as to where it is and how it works. But usually it's under the edit or search menus.
It might also be called find rather than search.
Well, right, or find and replace, find right.
Especially in the if you've saved it in like a database format, you open up the database format that looks like a spreadsheet, and then from there you can use a tool to search and replace.
Well, it is a spreadsheet, but it's all filled out.
Yeah, but you can do, like, just look in the tools.
Okay. You guys have never mentioned that before, have you? I bet there's a lot of people that haven't done that.
I think you could be right. I think you're our first.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Linda from Rochester. Hello, Linda. What can we do for you?
Maynard G. Krebs was on Dobie Gillis.
God bless
yes.
you. And who was the actor?
The guy who played on Gilligan's Island.
No, who played Dobie?
Oh, Dwight somebody or other.
Dwayne Hickman.
Dwayne Hickman, yeah. Very good. Yeah. And his girlfriend?
Zelda.
Yes. Very nice.
All right.
Yes, Bob Denver was Gilligan. What?
Wasn't Zelda in a video game?
And that's a different Zelda.
There's my generation.
Extremely different Zelda. Get away from me. Thank you. And of course, you only knew that from TV Land reruns, Linda.
Oh, you're cute.
Thank you. What's your question?
I have probably a very basic, silly question. We have a wonderful Mac that we bought through the Jesse Group.
Very nice.
But we have a young boy, and we started using multiple users. However, we have misplaced the administrator's password. Is there any directions?
OS 9 or OS 10?
Well, we registered under OS 10, but I hate OS 10, and I went back to OS 9.2.
Well, which administrator password, in OS 9 or OS 10?
OS. It was set up when we bought it in OS 10.
In OS 10, you can boot the system CD.
Okay.
And it will take you into the installer program.
Okay.
In one of the menus, there's a reset password command.
For the administrator.
Right.
But don't tell your son this.
Well, no, he doesn't. He's figured out how to go around some of this anyway. at 11.
Yeah.
Boot the system CD, go into the installer, and then... replace the password.
Yeah, there's a reset password command. It will ask you to pick a username, an administrator user, and let you type in a new password.
If I'm wrong and we did it in 9.2, would it be also something that...
No, then you erase the hard drive and start over again.
Or bring it in to Jesse Group, maybe.
Well, I'm trying to think off the top of my head what it is in OS 9, and I'll dig around a little bit. I think there's a way to do it.
If you've ever seen the top of his head, you know that's a difficult proposition.
Yeah, really.
There's so much in there, or so little in there, depending on your point of view.
Your computer or your head?
There is a way to reset the password in OS 9, and I'll dig it up now.
Okay.
It's probably on Apple's knowledge base somewhere. Actually, it may not be, because it's something that users aren't supposed to do, because
yes.
It could mean you're trying to break into someone else's computer.
Yeah.
Actually, now I remember that. There's a on laptops, you can put a hardware password in, and there's instructions they give us service providers that say we're supposed to verify ownership and proof of purchase to make sure that you really own the computer before we reset the password.
IBM will, on some brands, not allow you to do that. You have to send it back into them. They won't even give VARs the ability to erase the password. Because I had a client bring one in, and because the employee had left, but they also left and didn't give them the password, so they couldn't get into this laptop, wanted me to reset it, and we wound up sending it back to the company.
So your advice to me for 9.2, if it's a 9.2, is to...
Bring it in.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education Government and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
This is it, the one time of the year when the guaranteed low price goes even lower. It's Dorschel's annual clearance event, and it's going on right now. I know, you've heard this all before, right? But maybe not, because during this clearance event, Dorschel is offering a risk-free rebate guarantee. And here's how it works. If the vehicle you purchase has a $3,000 rebate, and the manufacturer increases that rebate to $4,500 between now and the end of the year, Dorschel will write you a check and make up the difference. That's it. Dorschel is guaranteeing you that you'll receive the maximum manufacturer's rebate on your vehicle until the end of 2002. Dorschel's risk-free rebate guarantee is good on all remaining 2002s in inventory at all Dorschel locations. Prior sales are excluded, and you must take delivery before August 31st, 2002. See our ads in the DNC for details. It's definitely the best deal of the year, and it's definitely only at Dorschel. Risk-free rebate guarantee is for manufacturer-to-consumer rebates only and excludes APR and manufacturer-to-dealer programs.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Ben Kelly here. To avoid car trouble surprises all summer long, make sure your car is ready.
Trust and confidence every day, the Monroe Way.
So, where are you going to take it? Dealership? Ouch. Corner garage? Scary. Megastore? Hey, don't they sell underwear too? Suggestion, take it to Monroe Muffler Brake and Service and save during Monroe's Summer Savings Days.
Need tires? How about top names like Goodyear, Bridgestone, and Firestone starting at $4 for $99? Or how about a Monroe oil change for just $17.99? And so you don't get stranded, Monroe will check your battery, lights, coolant, belts, and brakes absolutely free. And if you need brakes, you can save up to $50 all summer long at Monroe.
Trust and confidence every day, the Monroe way.
It's Summer Savings Days.
Monroe Way.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
And they would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Shockingly, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And it's pretty shocking that I'm Steve Ray, too.
And I'm Rob Linton.
I'm shocked by all four of you. We are Sound Bites, and we are taking your calls. Now we're talking to Dan from Webster. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Like well, good buddies.
Like well.
All right. Don't forget Tuesday Weld.
Nobody. Right, yep. Right. Yeah. She was on it for a while, and so was Warren Beatty.
That's right. Dobie's arch nemesis.
That's exactly right.
Now, the big question.
Oh, man.
We're going back.
Really, there's a whole bunch of people
sitting there saying, what the heck they done them out?
Who are these people? And
what does the G stand for?
Good question. Anybody got that answer? Give us a call.
I've got the answer, but I'll leave it to somebody else.
Okay.
My question. Out of the concern for the fire, for all the lightning storms over the past few days, I turned off my computer, unplugged everything, and so I was safe. Restarted this morning. I can no longer get at my secondary, my burner, nor my DVD player. I'm getting device not found when I'm starting up.
Well, that's the problem when shutting down for after a long time. if you're very lucky, it means your CMOS battery failed. But in these days, the BIOS auto-detect on every boot up.
Yeah, because if it's finding the hard drive, it should automatically
find... it's finding both hard drives.
Could be the thermal expansion and contraction has wiggled the cables loose.
Okay.
That's something to try.
I'll open it up then.
Suck the dust out while you're in there.
Absolutely.
What OS are you running?
98SE. And it's seeing one of my CD drives... with the OS, but it's not seeing it at startup.
Then one of them might have been gone bad on you. What you might want to try to do is, since you're going to have the case open, clip one of the, you know, for the IDE cable, loosen one of the connectors on one of the CD-ROM drives, give that one boots, and if it sees it. Otherwise, reverse it and see if the other one goes on the next boot up.
Sounds good. You might
have a bad CD-ROM drive, and it just took this shutting it down finally and rebooting it to awaken it up, because that's quite often an issue.
Sounds good. And if no one knows the answer to the what the G stands for, I'll post it on the forums.
Good. I know, sure. But I'm not going to say. And I will say, however, that it was Bob Denver through Maynard G. Krebs who got me interested in Thelonious Monk
and the G. Oh,
and
yeah.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Yep. And the G does not.
Don't tell him.
No, I'm just want to say it does. The, what it stands for does not stand. It doesn't begin with that letter.
That's exactly right.
Alrighty. Yep.
That's exactly
Thank
right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Like, I'm getting all misty, man. Okay, our next caller, Chris from Rochester. Welcome, Chris. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I got a laptop that I want to throw out my window.
Uh-huh.
And the problem that I'm having with it is I got a Tekra 8100.
Mm-hmm.
Shiba. It's running Windows 2000.
Yep.
And I have to dial into to my office when I'm on the road. And what'll happen is it won't recognize my modem. And I'll go to, I'll go through the thing where you go to the control panels and go to a phone modem. I go to modem, and then it comes up with my Toshiba internal modem is not present. And sometimes, then I'll shut down the machine, restart it, and sometimes it'll come up on COM3. Then I do a right-click on it, and I query the modem. And then I can get the modem to work. But if I get cut off during my connection,
mm-hmm.
it goes back to the modem not present. Sometimes I'll have to shut the machine down like 6 or 7 times, shut it down and restart it before it'll see the modem again.
Have you tried a different modem?
Well, it's an internal modem on the machine, and it's a corporate machine, so I don't know if I don't know.
Well, I mean, all right, what I would do then, if it's a corporate machine, I'd have them take it in and have them test it.
Yeah, what they well, I've do. Done that, and the guy says, well, there's nothing really wrong with it. There's nothing
I well, there is. If you're out on the road and you can't get connected, tell him, then you come along with me on the trip, and then next time it acts up, you tell me.
I'm just going to bring it back to him in pieces and say, now fix it.
Yeah, but tell him, it's constantly giving you that issue. Maybe you could turn off the internal modem just to test it out and try in a PCMCIA slot a different modem.
Okay.
Because it could be a heat issue, though, with that modem.
Oh. See, it just started happening, though.
Yeah. Well, it's like an old adage, when hard drives die and everything else, it's when are they going to die? I don't know.
Oh.
It could be a day. It could be 6 months. It could be 6 years. You never know with electronics.
Let me ask you one more question. There's another thing in there called LT Win Modem, and that's never present. You know what that is? That's Lucent Technologies.
It's the Lucent Technologies Win Modem. It's a different modem.
Yeah.
So the computer thinks it has a different modem and can't find the modem it really has. Delete them both and let it redetect the modem it really has.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But make sure you've got the CD in order to find that driver.
Yeah, that's what I'll tell our IT guy.
Well,
you said you're running Windows 98?
No, 2000.
2000, delete it and it'll automatically find it.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Okie doke.
Thanks a lot.
Our next caller is Lanai from Greece.
Hi, it's Lene.
Lene, I beg your pardon.
It's all right.
Pretty name.
That's how he spelled it.
Hey,
this time Nick got it right.
That's right, I got it wrong. Rob was 100% correct.
Well, I'm looking for some personal experience you might have with a quiet power supply. Have you come across one that I could purchase locally that would be quiet? I'm looking for an ATX, about 300 watts.
Yes, you can buy power supply. It's usually the fan that's the noisy part.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy whisper quiet fans. Most any vendor can find them for you. They will cost more money. But as you, I'm sure, already know, it's worth a few extra bucks.
I want a quiet power supply.
Right. It's what you want to do is go to any your favorite vendor. You can probably even buy it at any of the superstores.
Or even one of our sponsors here.
FrozenCPU.com has them.
Mm-hmm.
Go to any one of them and say, look, what I want is a power supply minimum 300 watts with a whisper quiet fan.
Well, it sounds like you're describing the Enermax one I've read about. Have you actually personally heard it or not heard it?
I have heard the Enermax. Actually, I have not heard. You're right. I have not heard the Enermax. You have to get awfully close to even know it's running.
what you're going to find next is the next thing that's making noise in the computer, the CPU fan, the hard drive, the CD drive. There's always going to be a little noise, and you're going to be forever trying to make it absolutely quiet.
Right, but if your system sounds like a
jet
starting up, then I'm thinking you really need to check out that Whisper Quiet thing.
Can I ask another question that's off topic?
Sure.
USB 2.0. Mm-hmm. I've seen these external hard drive enclosures offered that convert a 3.5-inch drive to USB. Have you had any personal experience with them yet?
No, I haven't played around with it. I mean,
no, I'm sorry, I have not used them. I haven't heard any horror stories, but
I haven't found any good or bad.
Well, because it's also new, you know. Right. Got to give it a little time.
One of the issues is that USB 1 was so very slow for, especially for hard drives, that most people didn't like it. But the USB 2 is a lot faster, but now your machine has to also have USB 2 to take advantage of the speed.
Yep.
Right. I was thinking about buying a card, but...
Yeah. There
I
are similar enclosures that will convert IDE drives to FireWire and IDE to USB.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Our next caller is Samuel in Penfield. Welcome, Samuel.
Yes. I have a very simple question for you. And give me a simple answer.
The questions are always simple, Samuel. The answers, however, rarely are.
Depends.
Okay. No, when you talk, I get confused. Okay. When I start a Windows 98 is 2000 edition. Does it make sense? That means I got a Windows 98.
Right.
It says edition 2000. Is it... 2000 version of it, of Windows 98?
You either have Windows 98 or Windows 2000.
No, I don't have 2000. I have Windows 98.
Copyright 2000?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. When I open the Windows, it takes almost 25 minutes to half an hour to load. What is the problem? It didn't happen like that before.
Is this while the Windows logo screen is on?
Yes.
Hit the escape key.
Okay.
That will... hide that window, and you'll see what the messages are behind that picture.
Yeah,
it may be that it's running a full virus scan, which
or
can take a very long.
It could
time.
Have a virus. Is your virus program up to date?
Yes, I just loaded it. Okay, I mean, my friend loaded it. Okay.
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 And
so,
after you loaded it, did you then do an update of the virus program?
I haven't done an update.
Then it is not up to date. It is very likely you have a virus running in the background.
Oh, is that so? Okay.
When you boot up your system, are you on a broadband connection like cable modem or DSL?
No, DSL.
You're on DSL? Yeah. It may well be that there is a virus in the background that's trying to make contact with its home base before it allow the boot up to finish.
Oh, I see. But it does boot up. It does boot up after
about... Oh, yeah.
Right. After about half an hour, it times out and lets the system finish booting.
Okay, right.
What you want to do is update your antivirus program.
Okay.
With the latest definitions.
Okay.
Then do a thorough scan of your entire machine.
Okay.
Then reboot and see if the problem is still there.
Okay, thank you.
That's the first place for us to start.
Okay.
Okay,
nope. You did say that if you press the escape button, it'll give you the message.
Yes, you'll see messages.
Okay, thank
you. Our next caller, Kevin from Fairport. We've got a couple of minutes left. Kevin, what's your question?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. I just upgraded my video card to a GeForce 4 from a GeForce 2.
Sure.
And what the issue is I'm having now is I went and updated to the latest detonator drivers.
Right.
And when it goes to do a reboot, it starts to do the post. It gets hung on the NVRAM check.
Right.
And then it just hangs. I powered the PC off, but it's at about, I don't know, 30 seconds or so powered on, and it boots fine. Am I having a problem with the video card, or?
Yeah, what it sounds like is you've got a problem with the card in that there is a trace on the board that's cut in some way. When the board heats up, it expands and those two edges of the cut meet. But when the board is cold, there's this gap between them and the system won't read the NVRAM, nor will it boot. So you need to get that card replaced.
Or it could be bad NVRAM.
Or it could be bad NVRAM, but the same thing. If it heats, it's a heat-related thing. We're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, our producer. We'll be back next Saturday. Go to soundbites.org, vote in the poll, join the forums, and have fun with
us.
Go
shopping on our store.
Go shopping on our store, and we'll be back next Saturday at 12:20-ish p.m. on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
morals, values, ethics, and principles. It's Dr. Laura, 9 till 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Saturday night, the Red Wings host their I-90 rival from Syracuse. Joe Castellano has the call at 6:50 Saturday night on the Sports Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi, this is McKenna. For years, my dad and